Shmaitzer Shir Monday night or Lech
Monday night. You can't understand. Monday night or Lechav Kislev, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Lechav Kislev.
And we're learning Shmaitzer Dalet Perik Tesvov. Okay, we'll skip what the Shmaitzer is coming to do and how he's going to do it, and we'll jump right into the point. The point being, let me say Balpeh, then we'll jump into the text. The Balamor says, if I grab your thing, we're talking about Metaltalin, if I grab your thing, I grab it from you. And but he says, nobody saw me grab it. And I grabbed it, and I would say that I grabbed it because of a milvah yeshana. Because you owe me money, so I grabbed it. And I have a migu, I can say, lakoch ubiyadi. I have a migu, right? I'm a muchzik, because I'm holding on to it. It's metaltalin. And I could say it's lakoch ubiyadi, because no one saw me grab it. So the Balamor says I'm not nemu. Once I admit it's not mine, I would say the pshat the Balamor is, once I admit it's not mine, you can't, you don't see me as a muchzik anymore. I'm not a muchzik, I'm a ganif. Once I admit I grab the chepis, that's not mine, then my tfis is beginneva, my holding on to it is meaningless. So even if I would have a migu, it would be called migu laholtzi. The Sol Shmaitz is assuming migu laholtzi lo amrina. But that's what the Balamor holds. We don't paskin like the Balamor. We paskin, anon the kaimulon that I'm nemon. I'm nemon because I am considered a muchzuk. The fact that I admitted I took it from him, notwithstanding, but I claim I have a reason to take it from him. I have a legitimate claim on the chafes. So I'm saying that I grabbed it bedin. It's not like the case in the Gemara called Nascha de Ravaba, where I grabbed something and I'm admitting that I grabbed it and I'm a gazlan. Here I'm claiming that I had a legitimate reason to grab it. So then I am a muchzuk. That's what we hold. We don't hold like the Balamor. I am a muchzuk. So since I'm claiming I have a legitimate reason for grabbing it, I can be a muchzuk. And I have a migu lakoch ubiyadi, because no one saw me grab it. What? And that's not called migu lahotzi, because my tfisa, we're talking about metaltalin, a very important point. We're talking about metaltalin, and my tfisa of it is legitimate, and therefore I'm a muchzuk, so therefore it's migu lahotzi.
Can you explain the svara behind the difference between karka and metaltalin?
Let's go in order. Meanwhile, there's no difference between karka and metaltalin. And the Shmaitz is going to now introduce a difference. And neither the Shmaitz, the Torah. The Torah introduces a difference. Only it makes him a legitimate muchzuk, but why should we believe him? We believe him only because of the migul. Once we believe him, it's legitimate. The Balamor's point is that even if we believe him, it's not legitimate. Not legitimate to do, but the Balamor says it's always migul haitzi. Because your tfis is never legitimate. Once you admit it's not yours, this is my interpretation, we'll call it, of the Balamor. We don't really have to go into what the Machlech is Balamor and the other Yishayim. The Shmaitz is not doing that. But I would tell you, there's like a disconnect. Once I admit it's not mine, then my tfisa that I admit to doing is a genevish tfisa, and I can't claim, it can't make me a muchzik. So memela, any migu I have would be a migu laholtzi, not a migu lahafsi.
But he was quiet, he said nothing, he'd be a muchzik.
If he'd be quiet, he'd be holding on to the chafetz. If he'd be quiet, we would assume it's his chafetz. Nobody saw him grab it. He doesn't want to lie. I mean, it's like saying, quiet. I mean, if tomorrow Kama comes, he would have to say, you know, that's a deal if they ask him. You know, if that guy's tomorrow Kama and he comes and says, he brings Adam, and I'm holding on to his chafetz, do I have to answer him or not? It's not clear at all. Some old, I don't have to answer him. I can say, go jump in the lake. I don't have to claim I bought it from him. I don't have to explain myself why I have the chafetz. Even though he's a Morakama, but it's metal, and I'm holding on to it. I don't have to even explain. But you're right. But he doesn't explain. He wants to say, he say will be Yishono, and he wants to be Nemo with a Migu. He can say Lekocha Biyodi. Maybe he doesn't even have to say Lekocha Biyodi. Okay. Good. So we pass can he is Nemo. Now there's a tour, and we'll start from the tour now in the Shmaitzah. There's a tour that interprets Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, okay, what's the case? The case is, it's Reuven's field. Shimon is in the field eating the peiros. He's not claiming it's his field. Maybe there's a Miku, he could claim it's his field, as we'll see, but he's not claiming it's his field. He's in someone else's field, he's eating the peiros totally legitimately. It's a mashkanta, and he's deducting the cost of the peiros he's eating from the money owed. Ah, but then he stays in the field, and he doesn't give it back so fast. He stays in the field for another 2 years, eating peiros. Because he's claiming like the guy that grabbed the talus is claiming. When this whole thing blows up and they bring up the Bezdin, he says, the equivalent of a Mildi Yishana, the guy owes me money, and I'm using this opportunity, I'm holding on to the karka, the poil I'm holding on to the karka, so I'm eating the papers. And so then believe me, with a migu, right, migu, he has a migu. So, Rabbeinu Yonah says, okay, if the diyun is on the payros, meaning if Reuven is asking for a repayment of payros that Shimon already ate, and the diyun is on the metaltalim, on the payros, then Shimon would win the Torah, it would be a migu, he can say migu, he can say lekuchim heim biyodi, and he's a muhsuk, it's metaltalim, so he's nemon, it's very nice. But, Rabbeinu Yonah says, if Shimon comes to Reuven before he eats the peiros, before he consumes the peiros, and says, give me back my field. Give me back my field. The party's over. And he says, I'm holding on to the field. I want to keep it. And I have a claim on you. So I want to eat the peiros in the field. I'm not claiming it's my field. It's your field. But I want to hold on to the field and use it till I extract the money you owe me. So there are many owners says, you're not Nevin. Now, Hashem doesn't want to. At least there's the Kaparas Averis. It's a long good thing in it. We should really learn the Sugi Yisurin in Brachas. Very, very deep Sugi, because people say it's Yisurin Shalahava, but you know, when if Yisurin's a kapora, is that Yisurin to Ava? It's a kapora for Averis. It's a kapora. So then you say, Bill always says, you know, you should dance and thank Hashem that you're getting a Yisurin and all about that. A little Yisurin here takes away a lot of Yisurin. All of above, it's and it's like much more long lasting, much more intense. So I should be dancing. You should be dancing. I would dance when my foot hurts. Okay. V'nira l'fi mashu chos about tur b'chayshem mishpat shem b'ni yoyna. I told you the background of the case. Vazel Shona. Umiu Kosov Rav Rav Yonah. This is what I just spoke out to you. This is Rabbi Yonah. Davka Shachakor HaPeros. Kidei HaTfiya Shatoin Olov. Right? This extra $10,000, let's say. Azu Nemon La'akva Mechovam B'migu. He ate it already. He didn't have to consume it. He cut it. It's metaltalin. He has it in his storehouse. It doesn't have to be. He consumed it. Avalim Bola Tovo Kodem Shachal Peros. And he wants to hold on to the field. And he claims he's a muchzik in the field. He doesn't know the right words to use. He's toughest in the field. He's holding on to the field. and he has his migu, right? Azeinu nehem alagav akaka biyodim b'migu. Shalo, now this is Rabbeinu Yonah talking, not the Shmaitzer. Shalo motzinu migu, he's, in so many words, he's going to say, you need migu lahachzik, not migu lahotzi. And by karka, since he's not claiming the field is his, by karka, it's becheskes marakama. By metaltalin, it's going to be a chesed. By metaltalin, you're a muchzuk, even if you claim it's not your chesed, apparently. The chesed is what's going to come out. By metaltalin, if I say I'm holding on to the talis because of an old debt that I have, I'm nemun with a migul of lokuach, and that's called a migul lahachzik. I'm really jumping ahead a little. The Shmaitz himself will develop this idea. What the Benyona is going to say is, because we're talking about karka, once I admit, it's once I don't claim I bought the field, so I can say I have it legitimately, it's in my rishus, I'm not a ganav, the guy gave it to me as I'm asking, and I ate the payers, I just want to hold on to it for another debt that I have. But I admit it's not my karka, so karka has a unique characteristic, which we'll see in a moment that Tautalin does not have.
The same thing that makes Karki and Exelis.
What? Yeah. Mamish that idea. Karka is Mechezkos Ba'aleh Al-Medis. According to some Rishonim, the actual phrase is Karka Mechezkos Ba'aleh Harishonim Al-Medis. That phrase you're familiar with, probably. Karka Mechezkos Ba'aleh Al-Medis, really the missing word. Karka Mechezkos Ba'aleh Harishonim Al-Medis. And it refers to Marakama, and that's the whole Cheskes Habatim, that's the whole thing, Kakan and Zealous. So once the Bailus is up for grabs, our perception of who has the Chazok on the field is the Marakama. And therefore it's a Migul Ahotzi. So let's see Rabbeinu Yonah's words. Shalom Atzinu Migu, Alamisha Balischos Bemomon, meaning he has it. Lischos Bemomon, that he has. A fancy way of saying Migul Ahotzi, not Migul Ahotzi. But maybe in paying attention to the words, we'll get an idea of why Migul Ahotzi lo Amrina. Wait, please. El B'misha Bo Lizchos B'momen that he has, Mitoch She Yochal Lizchos Bo Sumomen Asvo B'tayna Acheres. That's his Migul. So that's when the Paris are Tlushin, or he had it, or he ate them already. So he could say, L'kuchem Ein B'yodi. So now that he says that he only... That he really only ate the payrus, the Torah's, the payment of an old debt, but it's really the other guy's payrus. So he has a migul v'kuchem ein biyodi. Avul hocha, back to the Schneitzer, back to the quote of Rabbeinu Yonah by the tour. Miyad, here he wants to be mas. If he didn't eat the payrus yet, he wants to hold on to the karka in order to eat the payrus. He's not Neman because he's void, it's not his field. Avalocha miyad kshehoda shekolu yumei hamashkoina the karka, that when he's legitimately sitting in the field because of the mashkin, so the karka becheskos bailami. So there's no tfisa in karka, there's no muksuk in karka. Karka kolecha nisa b'shusa the baileo isa. So even though he has a migu that he could have hid the shtar mashkanta, he could have said the kuchah he biyadi, but it's not. It's a migul ahotzi. It's a migul ahotzi. Mechein posuk b'shulchan aruch. Mashenkin by payros, the implication is, because that's what the menu is mechalik. Menu is mechalik if he ate the payros already, or if he wants to hold on to the karka in order to eat the payros. So the implication of a menu yaina is that mashenkin by payros, even though he's moider that he grabbed it for payment of an old debt, he's moide, it's not his payrus, but it's migul, he's nemo with a migul, and it's migul ahachzik because he's the muchzik. So there's it, right? Okay, now we're going to develop this idea a little of this chilek between karka and metalka. Once again, we're talking about a guy that's holding on to something, bepoil. The bepoil is that he's holding on to it. It could be karka, it could be metaltalin. He's moider that it's not his. He has a migu, he could say it's his. He's claiming he wants to hold on to it. He wants to keep it. He wants to have it. He wants to keep it. By karka, it's called a migula haitzi, because once you admit that it's not your field, the karka is perceived as being karka b'chesed olam medes, and it's a migula haitzi. And I mean, you may consider this a chiddush. By metaltalin, however, this is now becoming the chiddush. By metaltalin, however, you're a muchzik. Metaltalin, you're a muchzik. Metaltalin is the quality. The requirement of muhsuk is more the bapoil. I'm holding on to it. It's in my pocket. I'm a muhsuk in the metaltlin. Even if I admit that guy's a legitimate marakama, right? But I'm holding on to it, and I have a migu, so it's migu lahaksik. I'm maksik it. Metaltlin is in my pocket, and kaka's not. Kaka, you can call me, you find the shinas of tfisa in the rishinim. Tofos, but if you're not a muhsuk, and therefore the muhsuk is the bailim, so when we determine migul ahaksik or migul ahaitzi, by karka we follow the marakama, by metatlin we follow whose pocket it's in. That's what the Beni Yoina says. Okay, now.
Why does he need a migul?
What do you mean? He doesn't have a migul. He's not Nemon. He's not Nemon. A muhsuk's not Nemon to say he's a ganav. Without a migu, he wouldn't be Nemon. I admit it's not mine.
That's what he says in Migu. No. Why is he need a migu?
When you say why is he a migu, yeah, I'm hearing about the guy says I took it for an old debt. You're thinking of a guy that's quiet and refuses to answer.
Right.
So maybe you're right. But maybe you're right. I told you, I don't know. That's just Shiloh. It's not so clear. I once went through the Indian very well. I didn't come up with a clarity. Apparently, it's Machlekes Rishonim. If I'm holding on to Metaltalin and you come and you're the Marakama and you claim it's yours and you're a Marakama, do I have to answer you? Can I just go like this? Yeah, it's not clear. I think it's Machlekes Rishonim. Certainly, outside of Bezdin, I don't have to answer you. Challenges to them be the Bezdin, and I'm sitting in Bezdin. The Bezdin turns to me. And says, what do you have to say? And I say, I don't want to answer. Now, it's a little tricky, because I could certainly say, I never saw this guy before in my life. That's called Lahadam, Lahidvar Me'elam. That's ready a timing. That's called, I did open my mouth. I did say something. I said, I never saw it. So you, I don't, that's also a timer. You could for sure say that. Don't feel so bad for the guy. He could say, go jump in the lake, I never saw you before in my life. That's called La Balvar Di Dia. Goodbye, I never saw you before in my life. I don't know what you want me. This guy's nuts. But let's say, could he legitimately be quiet? He refuses to answer. I don't have to answer you. He said, why don't you just say it? If he had a lawyer, the lawyer would give him a kick. And say, just say La Balvar Di Dia. What are you making? You're going to lose the case. You're going to lose the case. And what are you going to lose the case? You have to answer. You're invested. This is what some Rishonim hold. He's the Marakama. He's going to win if you don't answer. You say, why should I answer him? Who is he? Just say that. Just say that to the Bezdin. Say, who is this guy? That's all you have to do. He'll lose the case. According to many Rishonim. Wait, I want to answer you. So in your mind, if you mean he could just be quiet, then you'd be right, possibly. But he can't say, but if you admit, if your question is, what does he need a migul for, why can't he just say he's collecting an old debt with it? Because he's not Nemon. Muhsuk doesn't make you Nemon. Muhsuk does not make you Nemon. Yeah, should I say it again? Muhsuk doesn't make you Nemon. You agreed that you're not claiming it's yours. If you claim it's yours, you're claiming it's yours, and you're a muhsuk. You're claiming it's his, but I have it because I want to collect an old debt. So you're not Nemon without a migu. But it's a migu lahachzik.
You don't get that either. It's a migu lahachzik.
It's not mine. So that's the okay. I give you homework. I'm not spending any more time on it. Take the tour for Rabbeinu Yonah, Baba Basra, and learn Rabbeinu Yonah. This is Rabbeinu Yonah. The chilek between Kaka and Metalon is being said by Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not being said by the Shmaitzer, it's not being said by me. It's being said by Rabbeinu Yonah. That the difference is, in this case of the Mashkin, where the guy wants to stay in the field and keep eating the peiros, there's a chilek between if he ate the peiros already. And really, it's a Gemara. Now we're going to get to a Gemara and a Toysus. Yeah, basic, what'd you say?
If I
have
something in my
possession
and I say it's not mine, I'm a Muslim. If I have something in my possession and I say it's not mine, I'm a Muslim.
What are you saying?
I have it in my possession.
And I want to steal it.
No,
you have to say something. Again, I'm assuming you have to answer. I say it's mine, I'm a Morikama. I bring it to my Morikama. By the way, that's for sure, you don't have to say anything to a guy that's not a Morikama. Just because a guy comes to Bezin and says, that's my Chafetz, you don't have to answer. I'm talking about a Morikama who has a claim on the Chafetz. He has a Tzvi on the Chafetz. Now you say, wait, so in your scenario, if you have to say, okay,
what,
you say, what do you have? This guy brought Edom, it was his. So how do you have it? Why do you have it? The Torah, what do you have? Did you borrow it from him? Did you buy it from him? Are you collecting it from Milva Yashana? Are you trying to be a Shomer? Are you trying to force him to sell it to you? Like, well, why do you have it for? Milva Yashana, so then if you have a Migu, it'll be called Migu Lahaksa. That's the chiddush here. Even though you admit that it's not your chayfetz, it's called a migul lahachzik because you're the muchzik. And by karka, you're not the muchzik. Once you admit that it's not yours, then it's karka becheskas morakama. And you call the motzi. But really, a little premature to talk about this so much, because he's going to go on now to bring a gemara and to ask a stira and to bring down a ktsois with a teretz. But we're going to understand the ideas, Be'ezus Hashem, very good, because we had this thorough discussion already. V'chein posuk b'Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbeinu Yonah. It's very interesting, this guy, this fella here, brings down that the Shach has a totally different interpretation of Rabbeinu Yonah than what the Shmaitzer has. That the Shmaitzer's Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah that we just said over is reflective of the Smaz Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Shach has a completely different understanding in Rabbeinu Yonah and a different type of limud. We're learning Shmaitzer, so I don't feel compelled to learn the Shach's Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah. But it's very interesting. If anybody's interested, it's the Siman Kuf Nun and the Shach's in Shulchan Aruch, and this is the Smaz. The Shmaitz is reflecting the Smaz Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, what we just said, and the Shach has an entirely different Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, because Rabbeinu Yonah's words are funny. You notice that really right away. He doesn't just come out and say, "Hey, Migul Ahoitzim, Migul Ahachzim." He makes it, Lo Aminu Migul, Abisha, Paul Lischais, the moment Shabiyado. He like talks a little too fancy. Okay. Uvismasham, Kosov Atam, the Vakarka, and Onema, Bamigu, Mishan, the Karka, Shikor Hexakosha, Lashona, Macharshnea, Mashkona, Lashayach, Potfisa, Kamai Bamashka, the Metaltulin, the Nemo, Litaka, the Domo, Bamigu, the Lakuach, because it's a Migul Ahoitzi. Meaning the Bailam are Rishonim, the Morakama, Ella Shiyesh Lo Migu. Migu because Ella Yamina Dabi Migu Lo Haitzi Ayan Shah. Beautiful. But Ayan Ma Shekosad Nu Musefe Ketsoy Sachoyshen. Because there's a problem. Okay. In Baba Basra, in Cheskos Abatim, there's a Machlaikas in the Gemara. The following case, Machlekes Hamayron, a very interesting case. A guy claims, let's say, I own a karka. A guy claims he owns the karka. And he claims he bought. Came, the Morakama comes and says, "Yeah, it's my karka." Out. The guy's not there for 3 years. He shows a star. I bought the field. Here's my star. Okay. Then, afterwards, he says, Rabbi, I'll tell you the truth. The shtar is mezuyif. But I had a good... I bought the field. I had a shtar and I lost it. So I forged the shtar. But I'm claiming that I bought it and I had a shtar and I lost it. And I'm moiding out that this shtar is mezuyif. So it's a very gishmak sugya. You have long rashbams and long toisusin and long explanations, whether it's a migu. This is where the concept of migu l'mafreya comes from. Migu l'mafreya lo amrinon. Anyway, Rambo says the lekas namon with a migu. He didn't have to say the shtar is mezuyif. Migu diboy shosik. He didn't have to say the shtar is mezuyif. So he's namon to say that I bought the karka. He's namon to say lekochu biyadi. He has a migu. He didn't have to admit that the shtar was mezuyif. Nobody. It was a perfect forgery. No one knew. So he didn't. He has a migu. He didn't have to admit it was a forgery. That's called the migu diboy shosik. And he's namon to say the karka is lekochu biyadi. That's what Rambo holds. Rabbi Yosef holds, you don't say amigo, he's a liar, he has a shtar mezuyif. Again, the pshat Rabbi Yosef is fascinating, very gishmak asugya. And he's not nevin, you don't say amigo. Once he admits the shtar is mezuyif, so he has no more taina on the field. It's different, the Rishonim all have different takes on it. I remember, it's very gishmak asugya. I remember learning, like, it's like if a guy today would say, you know, the word forgery is a dirty word. But let's say a guy would say today, I lost my star, but I have a Xerox copy of it. And no one knew it was a Xerox. It was like a color Xerox. It was very good, very well done. And nobody could tell it was a copy. I remember, like, realizing that, you know, the word mezuyif is a dirty word, but really all he said was, I made a copy of the star. I had a legitimate star. I really bought the field. I had a good star. And I made a copy of it. It got lost, so I copied it. I used a Xerox machine. It's like saying I had a Xerox of the star. It's not really a ziyuf. But it is. I mean, it's a false star. It's not a real star. He's trying to present a counterfeit star. But he's claiming he copied it over exactly and it was a legitimate star. So, like, I'm not really fooling anybody. Okay. Rambo holds it's good, Rav Yosef holds it's no good. Good. This two, the Gemara says over the Machlokes in two different cases. And wouldn't you know it, one's a case of Karka and one's a case of Metaltalin. Exact same story. He says it's my money. I have a star alva, blah, blah, blah. Same exact story, he says a star mezuyif. So, that's the next case in the Gemara. So the Gemara then says, after it brings down the Machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef, in both cases, the Gemara says, Hilchsa Karabba Ba'ara, in the first case, when you're talking about the piece of land, the halacha is like Rabba, meaning, he's Neman. The Hilchsuk Rabbi Yosef Bezuzi, that he's not Naman when he wants to be Motzi Maman. Remember the guy sitting in the Karka. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Hilchsuk Rabba, that the guy's Naman the Karka, when he's sitting in the Karka. The Hilchsuk Rabbi Yosef Bezuzi, in case number two, they each said their Shita in both cases. But this one holds it's a legitimate Migu. And this one holds it's a not legitimate migu. Even if it's a legitimate migu, but if it's migu lahoitzi, how do you say it? So that the Rishonim deal with that. But in terms of the psak halacha, we look at one as migu lahoitzi and one as migu lahasik. And we're really paskening according to Toisus. We're going with Toisus shot in the sugi there. So we're paskening it is a good migu in terms of its validation as a migu. It's a legitimate migu to have. By karka, the lakuach is muchsuk in the field, and he's sitting in the field, so it's migu lahachsik. That's the case of the karka, where the guy who has the migu is sitting in the field. But by the other case of mamin, he wants to be motzi mamin with the shtar, he has the shtar halva. So that's a migu lahotzi. Migu lahotzi lo amrina. That's the way Toisus understands the psak of the Gemara. Obviously, Rabba had a hold, it's a good migu, And presumably Rabbah doesn't hold Migul Ahoytzi Aminon, so he holds it's not a Migul Ahoytzi for whatever reason. And Rabbi Yitzchak holds it's not a legitimate Migul at all. We paskin it's a legitimate Migul, and one, like we paskin like a new Shita, that not Rabbah held and not Rabbi Yitzchak held. That's what Tosfos learns in the Gemara's Psak, right? You with it? That's what Tosfos learns in the Gemara's Psak. That we're paskining a new Shita, that it is a legitimate Migul, but here it's a Migul Ahoytzi and here it's a Migul Ahoytzi. But there's a problem. The problem is that, look what we're calling Migul Ahachzik. The guy's sitting in a field. And there's a Marakama. So why are we calling that a Migul Ahachzik? Why isn't that a Migul Ahachzik? Why isn't that a Stira to Rabbeinu Yonah? So the truth is, we know the Teretz already. You know the Teretz ready. We know the Ketzoysa's Teretz ready. She's going to say the Ketzoysa's Teretz. Why here do we say it's a Migul Ahachzik? And why in the case of Rabbeinu Yonah do we call it a Migul Ahachzik? So answers the Ketzoys, you know the answer. I'm telling you, you know the answer. The answer is that here, I can't control myself. Here he's claiming he bought it. Here he's claiming it's his karka. He's claiming he's a mukhsa. Because he's claiming it's his karka. He's claiming he bought it. So since he's sitting in the karka, and he has a migu, that's called a migu lahachzik, because it's a migu to be machzik. Rabbi Yonah's case, he's not claiming it's his karka. He's claiming it's the other guy's karka, but he has a legitimate right to hold on to it, and to eat its payrolls, and he has a migu. That's really Migul Ahoytzi, because Kaka Mechazes by Leo Menes. That's the Ketzoysa's Teretz. Vayin Mashi Kosavtu B'Sei B'Ketzoys HaChayshin. Vavu Gav D'Kaimel Anilsa Karaba Ba'ara. That's the Gemara I just told you. U'Krab Yosef Azuzi. It's not really Krab Yosef Azuzi. I just, in case you go over this, you get confused. According to the Tosfos Pshat that we're learning, it's not really possibly like Krab Yosef Azuzi. Krab Yosef holds it's an illegitimate Migul. And it wouldn't help by Karka either. When paskening of Yosef's din, that guy loses the Zuze because it's a Migul Ahoytzi. Even if we legitimize the Migul, but it's a Migul Ahoytzi. Well, before she toises, the Zuze have a Migul Ahoytzi. Alma, the Makarka, Alma Gavduka, Mamoina, Macheskus More, I'm reading Migul, Kibanein, Tophus Ba'idoch, I'm sitting in it, I'm the Tophus, I should win. So it's a Stira to Rabbeinu Yonah. Kasavnu Sham answers the Ketzoys. Behindu Davkin Toyin Al Gufashol Karka. Who the Amrinan Migu Bekarka Lotu Becheskus Marakamo. Because I'm claiming it's mine. I'm claiming I'm a Mukhsa. I'm claiming it's my Karka. So it's a Migu Lahachzik. Because I'm claiming I bought the field. It's mine. Avalim Moidisha Karka Shalom. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's case. Elisha Tovei Achov. Zay Amrinan. Take if Shehoda Shakaka ain't a shalom, Hareu Bishus Bailin, Bavali Migul Ahoytzi. Mashen came be metaltalin. This is a chiddush, maybe. Maybe it's more of a chiddush than we thought yesterday or the day before. Mashen came be metaltalin. Aval gab the hoda shehu shel chaveiro. The toveya kedei domov to collect an old chayv. He's still called the muksuk. Kiva the muksuk be metaltalin. It's in my pocket. It gives me it's a chiddush. I'm admitting it's not mine. And there's a morakama. The concept of the morakama is by metaltalin too. The concept of morakama. But there's a quality in metaltalin that it's in my pocket. You have to like take it out of my pocket. Karkas b'cheskos b'aleo rishono medus. Here you have to take it out of my pocket. So it's called my migu is a migu lahatsik. I just want to keep it in my pocket. Even the books of Bimatatl and Avalim Migul Ahachzik. Ayin Shah. Okay, beautiful. We'll stop here.